I see some of the most blessed people in America right here. If you believe you are some of the most blessed people in America, give a clap offering to Jesus Christ. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I don't care what your circumstances are telling you. You are more than a conqueror in Christ. Amen. Amen? Amen? You are more than a conqueror in Christ. Because I'm telling you, when you come with the expectancy of knowing that you are already more than an overcomer, you will see that situation is simply going to be a testimony for you. And there's a purpose for that testimony, so that you can build up your loved ones who might be going through some tough challenges themselves. So it's beyond just for ourselves, it is to be able to bless people. People outside are in desperate need of Jesus Christ. They're in desperate need of the gospel that you're hearing this morning. And I want to encourage you to let you know that you are blessed. You are really blessed simply because you have Jesus Christ in your life. Amen. Amen. And so I want to encourage you to let you know that as you continue to rest in the unmerited favor of your Heavenly Father, you will come to the realization that everything is okay.
Yes.
Not just everything will be okay, but everything is at this present moment okay. And it takes faith to be able to walk in this reality that the Bible says the works were finished from the foundation of the world by that one man. His name is?
Jesus.
His name is?
Jesus.
That one man has done it all.
Yes.
And the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Before you were born, God already knew all the possible challenges that you could possibly experience in your entire lifetime. Nothing catch your father by surprise. He knew the end from the beginning.
Yes.
And the Lord has already provided victory for you.
Yes.
And that victory is found in the person of His Son,
Amen.
Jesus Christ. Amen. So guess what? The more you fix your eyes on Jesus Christ, the more you can experience that victory in your life.
Amen.
Because Jesus Christ has become your victory.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, come on, give a clap offering to the Lord. I just shared with you the gospel truth that your identity is not defined by that temporal circumstances that you might be experiencing right now.
That's right.
And your identity is found in the person who is right now honored above anybody.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
And that person is sitting at the right hand of the Almighty God.
Yes.
Is the highest position of honor. And I want to let you know, beloved of God, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are in Christ, sitting right now at that highest position of honor. That's why I say you are some of the most blessed people on the face of the earth. Because you hear this gospel truth.
Yes.
And the more you hear it, the more your heart will be established in it.
Yes, that's right.
And when your heart is established in this gospel truth, all kinds of good things will begin to happen in your life effortlessly.
Yes.
Amen.
And you think, wow, this is life.
Yes, that's right.
And life more abundantly.
Yes.
Amen.
You think you've enjoyed your life so far? God says, I got something better ahead for you.
Amen.
Your part is to allow yourself to continue to hear this gospel truth. This gospel that says you are already more than a conqueror simply because you believe in Jesus Christ. Not because of accomplishments and achievements. Well, Pastor, this past week I'm doing really good. I haven't think of bad thoughts that used to bother me. That's good. I'm happy for you. But that's not the reason why you are more than a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror not because you conquered some of your bad habits this past 2 weeks. That's not why you are more than a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror because you believe in Jesus. That's it. Amen. And when you do have victory, you know, that fruit of holiness, praise the Lord. We're happy. We want the fruits. But unless you are established in the righteousness of Jesus Christ that is unmerited, that means it's not something that you can earn by you trying harder, by you doing more good works. I got to do more good works. It doesn't come from that. It's the righteousness that comes simply by faith in Jesus.
Amen.
That what makes you more than a conqueror in Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm just telling you, I see some of the most blessed people in America right here in this room. Because the kind of gospel that you hear is uncommon. You don't hear it everywhere. The words that you hear today is going to make you uncommon. You know, holiness is not, well, I don't drink and smoke and chew or go with those who do. That's the fruit of holiness, or the fruit of righteousness, if you will. But holiness is being uncommon.
Mm-hmm.
That means you're not like a dime in a dozen. Okay? You are special.
Yes.
Why? Because you believe in Jesus.
Amen.
Amazing. How can such simple gospel truth, just by believing in Jesus, specifically in what? In the fact that He has become your victory. In the fact that He has become your identity. In the fact that He has become your Savior. Just believing in that has caused you to become uncommon. Why? Because we're living in the world of performance. They don't believe in a Savior. You know, the world is not built upon a notion that you can depend on a Savior. You're supposed to depend on your own strength. You're supposed to depend on your own performance. That's how this world is built. It's built upon human strength. I can do it. But the gospel says it is through that one man's obedience that you are righteous. It is not because of your obedience that you are righteous. It's by that one man's obedience that you are righteous. Your part is simply to keep on hearing this gospel truth until your heart is established in it. How do you know that your heart is established in it? When you begin to experience a greater degree of life. And life more abundantly.
Yes.
When you begin to experience a greater degree of joy and peace, that's a clear sign that you are beginning to allow my words to begin to build roots in your life. So just because you've heard me preach on Jesus as your righteousness and Jesus as your wisdom does not necessarily mean you're established in it. It comes by revelation.
Yes.
And that's why we're going to depend on the Holy Spirit more to make it into a revelation.
That's right.
But the Holy Spirit needs some materials. The Holy Spirit needs you to be able to hear this uncommon gospel truth that is so fundamental, that is so basic. How can just by my faith in Jesus, I'm already more than a conqueror? Well, because He is the one who has done it all.
Yes.
Because once again, the works were finished from the foundation of the world. You're wasting your time worrying about that problem.
Right.
You're wasting your time being vexed by that issue that caused you to lose some sleep. You're wasting your time because God says, I have already taken care of it.
Yes.
I have taken care of it. Your part is to listen to the gospel truth like what you're listening today.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen?
Amen?
And it's all about Jesus Christ. It's not about Pastor Henry. It's not about Pastor Ken. It's all about Jesus Christ and what He has already done.
Amen.
His finished work.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Give a clap offering to the Lord. Whoa! Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, that was just an opening. Amen? I'm going to continue on my preaching on the fourth part of Jesus Our Wisdom. How many of you have been enjoying that series? Amen. I listened to that series myself, and let me tell you, I'm blessed, supernaturally blessed, because I need wisdom. And whenever I allow the Holy Spirit to make into revelation, even the message by Pastor Henry, it produces in me the supernatural wisdom to take care of problems supernaturally.
Amen.
Just recently, my daughter accidentally spilled hot water on her iPod. And consequently, guess what? It no longer starts. You can't power it back up. We have to bring it to the Apple store and stuff. But guess what? I told my daughter, you got to pray in tongues about this. Don't accept condemnation. I know you did wrong. You spill it on that iPod. But just pray in tongues. There is no condemnation. We brought it to the Apple store. And they said, there's nothing wrong with it. I was amazed. I was like, I feel like a dummy, you know? Like... It's fixed.
Amen.
Boy, I have wisdom, don't I? So it comes as you become more and more dependent on the Lord, and you really can't take credit for it. Because you come to the realization, life is sometimes it's got challenges that's just kind of like, almost like, you know, it can discourage you. You understand? If you don't depend on the supernatural wisdom of God, life can throw a curveball on you. Let me tell you. That's why I want to encourage you to come to the realization that, Lord, I really need your wisdom. For me to have a victory in this life, I cannot rely on my own expertise. I cannot rely on my technical knowledge, technical know-how. I've got to rely on the wisdom of Jesus. And this wisdom comes as you've come to the realization, as I had opened up this sermon today with that one verse from the book of Hebrews, that the works were finished from the foundation of the world.
Yes.
Let me explain to you how the Holy Spirit works. The Holy Spirit works on the bandwidth of peace. You've got to understand that. So whenever you allow your heart to be clogged up with the worries and cares of life, the Holy Spirit is limited in the ability to allow that anointing that is supposed to take care of that problem to flow in your life. That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus put it this way, "My peace I give unto you." But it's not like what the world gives. In other words, people in the world, they don't understand this.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second part of that verse, you know what he says? "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Because Jesus knew that's how the Holy Spirit operates in your heart, is through the bandwidth of peace. So that's why the book of Proverbs put it this way, "Above all, guard your heart, for out of it flows the springs of life." Do you hear what I just said?
Yes.
So it is so important to make it into a good habit for you to get an anointed message like what you're hearing this morning and play it over and over again. It's not because of Pastor Henry, it is the anointing in that word that will cause your heart to no longer be callous. And when your heart is so filled with the peace of Christ and the understanding that the works were finished from the foundation of the world, you begin to experience your healing. You begin to experience the joy that surpasses all understanding. You begin to see all kinds of good things happen in your life naturally. Not because of how good you are, but because Jesus at the cross already took all of your bad. He already attracted all the possible calamity, tragedy, cancer, diseases of any kind was attracted upon His body at the cross. So that as you keep on hearing this message, your body will only attract health, life, healing, joy, peace, breakthroughs. Amen.
Yes.
And it's amazing the channel that God deliver His power is through the foolishness of preaching. Not the foolishness of preachers, the foolishness of preaching. Okay? It's through the foolishness of preaching that God will be able to save you as you believe this gospel. Amen? So the fourth part of Jesus as our wisdom is all about learning to walk in the peace of Christ. Learning to live in the realm of faith. In the realm of faith, there's no such a thing as it shall happen. In the realm of faith, it is done.
Yes, that's right.
The works were finished from the foundation of the world. This is how the wisdom of God operates. The more restful you are, the more that blessing will manifest in your life.
Yes.
Did you hear what I just said?
Amen.
The more you learn to rest on the strong shoulders of your loving Heavenly Father to take care of that challenge, the more you will see the breakthrough in that challenge. But the more you try to work at it, the more you're trying to think of all the plan A, plan B, plan C, and plan D, okay, the more you will see that those things are just going to be like weeds that will choke up your heart from enjoying the peace of Christ. So today, the message is to let you know that the works were finished from the foundation of the world. If I have to repeat this a million times, I will. The works were finished from the foundation of the world. Amen. Your healing is finished.
Yes.
Amen. Your financial provision is finished.
Amen.
That relationship challenge is finished. The works were finished from the foundation of the world. And the more you see Jesus as the one who has done it all, at the cross He says, "It is finished." You will have the peace that surpasses all understanding, that will allow the Holy Spirit to take care of whatever challenges and problems that you have no wisdom to take care of. That's how you depend on the Holy Spirit, is by allowing the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ to be the focus of your attention. And see Jesus at the cross already took all of the challenges and problems, the things that you say, "Oh my God, how am I supposed to solve this?" Well, you're not supposed to be the one to solve it.
Amen.
So don't ask the question, how am I going to solve it. Because it's not your job to solve it, because it has been taken care of. It has been taken care of. It is done. That's the realm of faith. So if you understand the fourth part of this Jesus as our wisdom series is to let you know, let go. Let go and let Jesus. Let go. Oh, stop. Stop that worry. Stop that concern. Let go and let Jesus. And He has provided for you the anointing in this sermon for you to do so. God will not tell you to do something when He said, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid," if He did not already supply the anointing for Pastor Henry to share with you how to let not your heart be troubled and neither let it be afraid. So I want to encourage you to let you know that when your minds are bombarded with worries and cares, one of the best things you can do is to get a sermon like what Pastor Ken did last Sunday, The Gift of No Condemnation. An amazing message that you think you've heard it. You haven't heard nothing yet. I mean, if the doctors can prescribe to the patients that you're supposed to take this 3 times a day, 2 times a day, why can't we pastors prescribe to you to listen to the Word of Christ at least 2 times a day?
Yeah. Good job.
Come on. Right?
Right.
So I'm not here to promote anything. I'm just letting you know this is how the kingdom of God operates. It is through the foolishness of preaching. No matter how many times you've heard the message, when you keep on hearing it, it's just like water. A picture of the word in the Bible is water. Everybody says water.
Water.
Now let me ask you this question. Can you survive without water for 3 days or 4 days? Hey, it's the same old water that you've been drinking since you were a baby. Aren't you supposed to get tired of it? It's the same water. But guess what? Your body cannot function without that water. The same thing. When you hear the gospel truth, it's not enough to just listen to it once. Because the same gospel was preached to the children of Israel and it profited them nothing because it was not mixed with faith in those who heard it. Study the word heard, you Bible college students. That's in the aorist tense. Meaning that those children of Israel, they heard the gospel one time and they thought they knew it. And they all died in the desert. Why? Because of their unbelief. Not because God had no power to bring them into the promised land. But because they were overwhelmed by the giants that they could see with their natural eyes. And so they were already defeated in their minds before they even go to the battle. So, beloved of God, I want to let you know, the battle is decided in your mind. The victory and the loss of the battle is decided right here. And you have the power to choose. You have the power to make that determination. I don't care what giants are there in the land, because the Lord says so, that I shall possess the promised land. I shall possess it. And I ain't gonna hear to that negative reports from the 10 spies that created fear and worry in my life. So who have you been listening to? If you experience fear and worry, what have you been listening lately? Or what news have you been watching lately? But when you focus on the good news of Joshua and Caleb, for surely the land is beautiful. Yes, there are giants. We're not denying problems are there. Problems are there and they're real. Those giants are real, big, tall giants. But you know what the spirit of Joshua and Caleb said? We are well able to take that land.
Amen.
If you study the Bible carefully, Joshua and Caleb did not put confidence in their own ability to war. Because this is what they said, the Lord delights in us. It was not the might of Joshua. It was not because Joshua had such a great faith. It was because they are conscious of the love of God. He said, God delights in us. And the fact that you are hearing my voice is the definite proof that God delights in you. Because you are hearing the uncommon gospel that will set you free. If you allow my words to build root in your heart, of letting you know not only that God delights in you, not only that God loves you, but God has already taken care of that worries and cares for you, so that you can let go and know once again the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Before you were even born, God had already prepared the way for you. Your worries and cares are just a waste of time. You can be vacationing in a very beautiful beach somewhere, you know, renting a beautiful cabin with your loved ones, but you can still be not at rest because your mind is still busy working.
Yes. That's good.
So the definition of working is not the fact that you are working, you know, like those people, you know, when they pave the road, you know, those road construction workers, we say, wow, man, they're working really hard. But did you know that you are also working really hard when you think about that problem? That's how you work, is right here. Like I said, the victory is decided right here in your mind. And you have the power to make that choice, to make that decision. Father, I'm going to operate based on this wisdom of Jesus that you're teaching me, that the works were finished from the foundation of the world, and therefore I have the sound mind to realize that I cannot add a single hour to my life by worrying about that problem. Which of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? Amen? And today, the Lord has given you that anointing to let you know that the works were finished from the foundation of the world. And if you stay in the realm of faith, in the realm of it is done, you say, hey, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is written, by Jesus' stripes, I was healed. It's a done deal.
Yes. Yes.
It's not even a temptation, because you're not trying to get from point A to point B. It's in the realm of done.
Amen.
And that faith, beloved of God, worketh by love.
Yes.
That's why the more you hear the gospel that tells you, you're not guilty anymore. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. You are more than a conqueror. And your Father loves you independent of your performance, because Jesus has performed flawlessly. And you rest. You believe. One clear sign that you really believe is you begin to rest. And when you begin to rest in His love for you, faith just comes forth effortlessly. It comes by you beholding Jesus, like what you're doing this afternoon. Amen?
Amen.
So I want to encourage you, church. This might be a simple message, but I want to drive this point across, to let you know you are already more than a conqueror in Christ, simply because you believe in the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And what He has done.
Amen.
And from that position of faith, that I'm already more than a conqueror, you can stay in that position of victory as you keep on resting in the fact that, once again, the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Let the anointing of the Holy Spirit break whatever yokes of cares and worries and condemnation out of your life, and see how the Holy Spirit can operate so mightily out of your heart, and that healing will come forth so effortlessly. That financial breakthrough will come forth so effortlessly as you are listening to the gospel truth. The Holy Spirit is right now, even as I speak, is working behind the scenes, supernaturally, taking care whatever needs to be taken care of. So one of the best things that you can do when you are vexed by all kinds of different challenges, that's not the time to stay away from the church. That's the time to come to church and allow the anointed word of Christ to cause your heart to be unclogged, and then you see how the Holy Spirit will take care of those challenges for you. That's why you are more than a conqueror, because it's not you who fight the battle. The battle is the Lord's.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's give a clap offering to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is a message that will really set us free as we allow this message to become more and more deeply rooted in our hearts and in our minds. Oh, you blessed people, let's all stand up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We are so blessed to know that the works were finished even before the foundation of the world. So as we are going to dismiss this meeting, we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to fan into flame the seed, the word that we have heard this morning, so that in due season it will produce that bountiful harvest in our lives through faith and patience, and our eyes fixed on Jesus and what He has already done. So all glory be unto the Lord Jesus, who has done it all, His finished work. For once again, the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. And it's not based on our merit, but it's based on the holiness of Jesus. Father, we thank You for the finished work of Your most darling Son. You who did not spare Your own Son, but You gave Him up for me. How will You not also, along with Jesus, graciously give me all these unmerited favors? Sweet the sound. beyond these people that I can see in this room. If you hear my voice through the CD or through the internet, it's because your Heavenly Father has drawn you to hear to this gospel truth. If you have not received Jesus Christ as your Savior, now is your chance. Don't wait until tomorrow. Don't wait and say, let me try to clean myself up first before I can accept Jesus. Come as you are and follow this prayer after me, because the spirit of faith is I believe and therefore I speak. So speak this prayer after me by faith. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, Heavenly Father, I thank you that you did not spare your own Son, but you gave him up for me while I was still dead in my sins. I believe Jesus died for me, and he rose again. Jesus, come into my life and be my Savior from now on, in Jesus' name. I believe I'm now a brand new creation in Christ, born again, saved, having eternal life by faith in Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, church, I'm going to speak blessing over you in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you throughout this week. The Lord makes his face shine on you. The Lord protects your coming in and your going out. Practically, you're driving. The Lord protects you from accidents and dangerous drivers. The Lord puts you at the right place at the right time throughout this week. Just rest. The works were finished from the foundation of the world.